Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, you'll be sharing about the science of mindfulness. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. He's a relaxation expert, probably relationship too, because when you have good relaxation,
part of it.
That helps, right? Yeah. And technologist on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through the use of sound and vibration technology. And this is really exciting, everybody. He's a vibroacoustic therapy practitioner, and his work is backed by 40 years of research showing the many benefits of this type of therapy based on technical acoustics and vibration technology. He's also a patented inventor, constantly exploring new ways to use sound and vibration to help people reduce stress and anxiety, heal and transform their lives for the better. And sign me up. It sounds so fantastic. I'm so grateful to have with us today, Craig Goldberg. Craig, thank you for being here today.
Super grateful to be here. And thank you so much for having me. Hi.
Yeah. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to say that that's a bit of a mouthful. I just realized, you know,
vibrational practitioner. Yes, it is, but it's beautiful.
As we were preparing, you know, we kind of touched on my name and you were so gracious to say, I don't want to not pronunciate it correctly. Is this right? And then as you're reading through my bio, I'm like, man, there's a lot of words in there that are, we'll break it all down and we'll talk about it. So it's a little easier to understand. That's amazing.
We'll break it down. And I love, you know, people talk about vibration. That's really a big thing right now. So I really want to dig into that because you have a lot of science-based information about vibration, which a lot of people think is kind of like woo-woo when we talk about vibrations, right? So
Especially in a spiritual sense.
Yes, exactly. So I really want people to hear that. Before we get into that, though, Craig, I ask all my guests, since my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, you know, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
Well, I think first it's the spiritual aspect of it, which is to have some form of inner guidance. And whatever that means to you as the listener, my last name is Goldberg. I was raised Jewish until I was 13. I was bar mitzvahed. And then after that, I kind of stopped. And that's not to compare spiritualism to religion. However, particularly here in the United States, a lot of people, those words are one and the same, mm-hmm. or they divert from a religious spirituality practice and then find their own conscious spirituality or some different higher definition for that or different definitions, not to say higher power. And that's kind of where me and my wife fall. I don't really have a religious affiliation, but I do consider myself very spiritual. And that inner guidance for me is hand in hand with what I do here at In Harmony Interactive, which is to use sound and vibration to help people go within, mm-hmm. to help people find themselves, to help people find that inner compass, that gut, their instinct, and to help us find that inner guidance. So for me, spirituality is really about going inward. It's really about finding out what moves you, what guides you, and finding that inner guidance to hopefully set forward what is a righteous and beautiful existence where we can co-create together in relationship, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And to do that, we really need to get relaxed and we really need to go inside. Because when life is happening and the hustle and bustle and I'm right in the middle of one of those days, it's difficult for us to quiet the mind and go within. And that's where I think technology and some of the other things that we do kind of comes in. So conscious entrepreneurship is really about using that guidance, that inner guidance, to show up, with compassion, empathy, and understanding for every interaction that you have, not just in business, but also in this world.
Yeah. Well, I just want to sit with that for a moment, everybody, because that's, I could feel the vibration of that as you're talking. So there's a lot of energy in that. And I really appreciate you really sharing that with us and supporting us to activate that more. So Craig, can you share one challenge that stands out, you know, that you faced that's helped you to activate that more in you?
Well, I'll go with something really recent, actually. It's December 20th, and we just shipped. This business is it's a challenging business, and I'm not asking for sympathy or compassion, but any product-based business where you're manufacturing goods from scratch to create a finished product typically has long lead times and is very cash-dependent. Mm-hmm. And our business is no different. We make a healthy investment in our inventory. The supply chain is long, and our parts and supplies come from all over the world. And it's a big cash outlet for us, and we're growing. We're scaling. It's programs like this and the videos that we produce and our Instagram and TikTok and right, all of our social media, word is spreading like wildfire. And I think that's in part from the effort that we're putting forth. There's certainly never a dull moment or a slow day. But it's also because I think our ecosystem, our community, our culture, our societies are shifting and changing in major ways, especially over the last 4 years. And more people are looking to harness their own and take responsibility for the outcome of their own health and wellness. And I think what more and more people are starting to learn is what we're going to talk about today, which is just how impactful stress and anxiety is to your overall health and wellness. And managing stress and anxiety is part and parcel to living a healthy life. And we'll dive into that a lot more. But one of the challenges that I have had comes with the big F word, which is faith, and having that spiritual guidance, especially in the workplace, is really about having faith in what's happening. And like I said, this is a very cash heavy business, and we've been selling through our equipment faster and faster and faster. As our relaxation furniture comes in, it's been going right out the door, which is beautiful and wonderful. We don't pack as much profit into our products as most people think. In fact, quite the opposite. Dom and I are both passion-driven leaders, and we really want more and more people to have access to it. And that means lower and lower prices, so more people have access to it. And that means less profit to help make the world go round, the internal world of InHarmony go round. And we just placed a really big order for next year. And my manufacturers need a 50% deposit. And it was down to the wire. We're bootstrapped, by the way. I have no outside investors. We have a couple loans, and we certainly manage this business the right way. Dom and I are both seasoned veterans in the entrepreneur world. I'm 25 years in working full time and operating the corporate and business world, entrepreneur world. And it was literally down to the wire of us being able to make our initial deposit, I mean, within hours of a cutoff. Wow. Right? Because we manufacture in China. For those that aren't familiar with China, the Chinese New Year takes up just about the entire month of February, where everything shuts down. Mm-hmm. The holiday itself is a week or two, but gosh, it sure feels like it's at least a month before those factories come back online. So, and then it's 30 days for a product to get here, clear customs, and get here by boat. So if we didn't get that order in, it meant I wouldn't have new product until April or May. Mm-hmm. And that could be quite devastating to a business that's growing as fast as we are, especially in our space where there's a couple of our competitors that have taken an unbelievably long time to produce their products, years, not months in this case. And we really pride ourselves on doing the right thing, on staying up on top of it. And this was a situation where my business partner and I needed to have faith in what we're doing, the strategies that we've put forward, the holiday season that we were looking forward to having, and we did have it, and we just made it. I mean, like I said, down to the hours. Right. And of course, we have great partners too that worked with us to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can really feel the power in that, and really allowing yourself to step into that. And, you know, that's where everything that you do and everything that you're supporting people in terms of anxiety and stress, I mean, that is just you know, part and parcel of entrepreneurial life, of just life in general. So let's dive in. And I've got some questions I want to ask you here. So first
Sharon, before you jump into that, before you jump into the questions, you touched on something that I think is really important and something that I love to share.
Sure.
And that is, I use our technology every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That I selfishly push forward this initiative, this business, and everything that comes along with it, so that I have access to using our technology every single day. Mm-hmm. I have stress. I have anxiety. I was sitting down at a meeting a few weeks ago, and one of a gentleman in this group, I'm a member of EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, and we sat down at a meeting, and I was talking about how stressed and anxious I was about this one particular thing that was happening, and he turned to me and he looked at me and he goes, "But you don't have stress. You're always so cool, calm, and collected." And I kind of looked at him with a smile and a smirk, and I went like, "That's why I do what I do. Of course I have stress and anxiety. I think it's uniform, almost universal, mm-hmm. unless you're really doing something to actively tend to that stress and anxiety in this beautiful society that we've co-created."
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very good point. So let's start out with, how do you define mindfulness? We're talking about mindfulness, so maybe give a little bit of what your perspective is on that.
So mindfulness for me, and this is such a great question. Mindfulness for me is quite literally being mindful. It is having a conscious awareness of your footprint, the impact that you're having to the people and objects and beings around you, and simply being mindful of those around you. That could be leaving trash behind. It could be not pushing a chair in behind you. It could be how loud your voice is when you're sitting talking in a restaurant. And that's not just to people that you know, but it's really just being a good human and being mindful of the impact that you're having in the world around you, whatever that might be. So for me, being mindful is quite literally being top of mind and aware of what's happening and the impact that you're having around you.
Oh, I love that. That actually is a really great definition of practical mindfulness. You know, when mm-hmm. you're talking about being in a restaurant, or, you know, how you're responding, on a social or whatever, right? It's like really taking that to another level. But a lot of work you do is around sound and vibration. We were talking about that. So what's the connection between sound and vibration and mindfulness? Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for 7 years. It might look like we're having this tremendous amount of success and it's kind of this overnight thing, but the reality is we've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And when we first came out with what's now the In Harmony Sound Lounge 2, actually, we just rolled out 5 weeks ago. That piece of technology we've actually been manufacturing since November of 2016. We just passed 7 year anniversary. And predominantly, the conversation we were having back then was really around the technical attributes of vibroacoustic therapy and its impact on our physiology, our nervous system, our anatomy, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure. But that was largely the conversation. Predominantly, we were talking to practitioners, holistic healers, folks that had wellness centers, and folks that were really out there trying to make a difference and making a difference in the overall health and well-being of their clients. And we rolled out the In Harmony meditation cushion June 2nd, 2020 is the beginning of our launch of our Indiegogo campaign, which you can still find on the Indiegogo website. And that's when the conversation really started to shift towards meditation, not just because of the form factor of that piece of furniture that we created and got patented, but more because of the impact that our technology has on your brainwaves and your body. And in talking with our community about the impact our technology was having, the use case, how they were using our technology, what benefits they got from it, what the anecdotal feeling was of using our technology over and over and over again, people started talking about meditation. Mm-hmm. And obviously coming out with the form factor of a meditation cushion helps us to continue that conversation. But really, no matter which piece of technology of ours you're on, relaxation and meditation, and then of course, mindfulness meditation, which I think mindfulness, meditation, and mindfulness meditation are three different things. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that too, which we already started talking about in the conversation around mindfulness. But we began to really harness this conversation around what are really the benefits of meditation. By the way, meditation is a really intimidating term for a lot of people. It certainly was for me before I knew what it really was. So I hope we can dive into that a little bit too. It's simply a slower brainwave state. Mm-hmm. We're simply slowing down, and then we can get technically into what's happening in those different brainwave states. But the reality is there's a reason why just about every top performer on the planet has some form of meditative practice, whether it's a formal 20 minutes a day, I sit down and I do TM, transcendental meditation, or I have a mantra, or my meditation is when I'm on the treadmill, or when I'm on the bike, or when I'm doing dishes or cleaning the house, whatever your or staring at a candle, whatever it might be, having that time for you to go inward, to process what's been happening in the days and weeks around you, and to check in with yourself internally is a really important process and practice to have. In this overstimulated world that we live in, it's really important for us to slow down and kind of take note of what's happening in the body and what's happening around us. Absolutely. So this mindfulness conversation began to emerge where sound and vibration, which is what we've historically done for years, the formal body of research, vibroacoustic therapy, as you mentioned, or VAT, V-A-T, goes back 40 plus years to the late 1970s. And it's a formal body of research on specific frequencies and how they impact parts of our physical body, our anatomy, our neurology. And this is really when this kind of conversation around mindfulness and meditation began to really take hold. And now it's such a big conversation in the world, not just yoga and meditation, but in the business and professional world, athletes and elite athletes alike, weekend warriors as well, parenting. We're talking about our meditative practice and how we can instill a meditative practice into our children. There's just so many different aspects of, there are meditation centers that are opening now all over the place. And we're part of many of them, which is really exciting. But just this meditation conversation is one that is really starting to hit the mainstream in a lot of different ways. They're talking, Oda talks about it on national morning news, right? It's just part of the narrative. And I love hearing that. And yet most people, like I said, are really intimidated by that. So hopefully we can shed some light on that topic a little bit better.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, will say, because when they think about, you know, I can't meditate, my mind just, I can't shut my mind off, because they have this perspective that there's one way to do meditation, right? And so if you want to speak more to that for people, but I know that what you offer and provides really helps people so that, you know, they're not having to have the kind of training that, say, like a Buddhist monk would have to get to the, you know, to the higher levels of brain states, right? So did you want to say a little bit more about that?
So here's the cool part. I can actually get you to the same brainwave state that a monk takes 20 years to get to in a matter of minutes. Mm. And this is scientifically proven. Mm-hmm. This is not a question in any way, shape, or form. We've monitored this through EEG. We've got a tremendous partner in a company called BrainTap. And Dr. Patrick Porter and his team literally did this. They were in India. They took a monk that's been training for 20 years. They put him on stage. They tested his brainwave states. They took a novice, somebody that has never meditated before, put them on stage with a brain tap and vibroacoustic therapy, and the brain states matched. And this person had never meditated before. All they did was looked at a flashing light, felt the vibrations, and got there.
Yeah.
This is
That's
tremendous.
Powerful.
This is the power of sound, light, and frequency. And of course, the team that was there basically said, well, you're cheating. You're using technology to get there. And Patrick's reply was very astute. It's no different from using a candle to meditate. Mm. The flicker of a candle, the flicker of fire, is a 10 hertz frequency. You are training your brain using light and vibration to 10 hertz. That is an alpha. It's equal to an alpha brainwave state. We are harmonic beings. We come into harmonic resonance with the frequencies that we are presented to, either through vibration, sound, or light. And we're simply entraining the brain into these different brainwave states using sound and vibration. And if you add brain tap, then you're adding light into the equation as well. So really powerful technology. I have this saying that technology got us into it. Technology is going to get us out of this.
Yeah.
And And we can use technology to entrain the brain into what is a meditative state, which is really just a slower brainwave state. Exactly. And people ask me all the time when we have this technology set up, can this help with sleep? And I immediately ask, well, what type of trouble are you having with sleep? Having trouble falling asleep, staying asleep? I have a 3.5-year-old that wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning every night because she has to go to the bathroom, or she wants to give me a hug or tell her she loves me, she misses me, whatever. I can't help with the latter. I can help if you have trouble falling asleep. I can help if you have trouble staying asleep. And I can help if you have trouble moving in and out of different brainwave states, which most Americans have trouble. Most Americans are walking around in a delta brainwave state. And I've checked this using brain scans. And that's actually detrimental. When your eyes are open and you're walking around processing the world around you, you should be in a beta brainwave. But so many of us are so overtired and exhausted. And again, I am one of those people. Like I said, my daughter woke me up at 1:30 in the morning. I laid in her bed until 5. I don't really sleep well in her bed. She's poking me in the head and kicking me in the face and coughing. Last night she was coughing in my face. Like it was 5:15 when I crawled into my own bed to catch a few hours of sleep before the day started. So I'm right there with everybody. And I read my own brain on a regular basis as well. Most Americans are walking around in a high delta brainwave state when your eyes are open, literally walking asleep, because the body is so exhausted and the brain doesn't know what else to do except put you into the depths of a delta brainwave state to try and catch up on the sleep that it needs. And of course, we then use stimulants like coffee and chocolate and caffeine and tea and insert stimulus here, stimuli here. So yeah, there's some major things that I think we need to talk about in society. And I think mindfulness, meditation, vibroacoustic therapy can help tremendously in as a solution.
Well, you know, I mean, we oftentimes, I always say to guests, you know, we'll have to have you back on because we're just scratching the surface of this, you know, in our initial episode here. But let's talk a little bit. You do talk about what the difference is between the sympathetic and parasympathetic responses, and do we have control over them? So can you share a little bit about what those are and talk a little bit about how this is impacting everything that we've been talking about here? Because so many people, whenever, you know, you say meditation, their eyes kind of glaze over, like, oh, been there, done that, tried that. And you've done a really great job of sharing that, you know, you have this amazing technology that really can just streamline all of that and kind of jump over all the different kinds of things that we had to do before to get into those higher brain states. So talk a little bit about those two responses.
Sure. So the sympathetic nervous system response is a technical term for fight or flight or stressed and anxious. It is an involuntary response that is garnered through your senses as your nervous system, which is taste, touch, smell, hearing, and taste, that interprets the world around you. So when your nervous system, when your body, when your five senses trigger a warning or an alert to your nervous system, you shift from parasympathetic, which is calm, relaxed, or rest and digest. You trigger a sympathetic nervous system response into fight or flight. And unfortunately, regardless of what that trigger is, your body really only has one response. And when you shift from parasympathetic to sympathetic, when you go from calm and relaxed to stress and anxiety or stress and anxious, the body releases cortisol and adrenaline into the bloodstream. The cortisol helps to focus you and keep you awake and aware and keeps you hyper-focused on whatever that alarm might be. The adrenaline actually turns off maintenance tasks in the body, which we'll talk about in a second, and diverts energy to the major muscle groups of the body. Think the back, the chest, the arms, the legs, the hamstrings, quads, so that you can quite literally fight or run. The body goes into survival mode. That's why they call it fight or flight, or the survival mechanism. And that sympathetic nervous system response is really detrimental to our average day-to-day existence. Because as that cortisol and adrenaline begins to flow, it could turn off multiple aspects of the maintenance tasks we run every single day to keep ourselves healthy. This is really important. Our technology does not heal you. Sound and frequency does not heal you. And any one particular frequency that we play is not going to heal any one particular aspect of your overall health and wellness. This is very, very important. What our technology does, and this is, again, backed by science, is the sound and the vibration, it triggers the parasympathetic nervous system response. It triggers the chemical cascades associated with being calm and relaxed. So as the outside world triggers you to be stressed and anxious, and those triggers come in many different forms, and that adrenaline, that cortisol starts flowing, and your body says, turn off digestion, divert that energy to defend ourselves. Turn off reproductive organs, divert that energy towards survival mechanism. Turn off the immune system, divert that energy towards survival mechanism. Turn off rational thinking. This is the chemical cascade and what it does to be stressed and anxious. Rational thinking is turned off. Your immune function is turned off. Your digestion is turned off and your reproductive organs are turned off. And there are many other things that are turned off as well because it makes sense. Your body doesn't need to do any of those things temporarily. It needs to divert energy to save your life,
right?
And to survive. And you know, just thinking about that, the brain, 20% of your energy is typically expended on conscious thought and your brain. Digestion is second behind that. If your digestion's turned off and that energy is diverted into survival mode, it doesn't matter how clean, how organic, how incredible this supplement is, how clean and wonderful your food is, that you grew it yourself and that it was organic and local. None of that matters. You're not digesting your food. You're not absorbing nutrients. Your body literally says, not important. I need to survive. And it's one thing if it's a physical threat. It's another thing if it's an email you read from a boss at a job you hate, or it's traffic on your regular route to work, or your sister is doing that thing that she does, and I can't believe she's still in that relationship with that guy. He treats her so bad, and whatever, right? Whatever we get stressed about.
Sure.
I know so many people that are trying to have babies and procreate, not realizing spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on IVF when the reality is stress and anxiety is something they need to look at that doctors really aren't talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, of the top 10 reasons, this is a really important statistic, of the top 10 reasons why Americans die, all-cause mortality, 6 of the 10 have their root in stress and anxiety. We remove the stress and anxiety, those top 6 reasons for death go away. That's how important this conversation is.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, you really shed a lot of light on just the connection and the connection between, it's just not something, oh, it'd be nice to do to meditate or get into these higher states of brain activity, as you're talking about, but it is crucial for our health, for our well-being, for our immune system, for all of those things to work effectively. And that's very powerful. And that really is something, it wasn't taught in medical school. You know, it'll probably be years and years and years before, just traditional doctors will begin to start making these connections. I mean, there are, alternative people, certainly, but I mean, just the traditional experience that you have, right? It's really powerful. And I love the idea that we can become empowered when it comes to our health. So we don't have to be on all these different kinds of medications and things like that, right? There are other routes that can happen. So is there anything else you want to share, Craig, before you tell us all about your wonderful free gift that you have? Because as I said, we can only scratch the surface here today in the time.
We really are.
It's really remarkable.
I want to pull this back to the spiritual side of things.
Sure.
Right? I mean, coaching from spirit, right? That's kind of your audience and that side of things. Regardless of whether it's a religious spiritual belief or it's a different type of spiritual belief, it's all garnered and built around love, unconditional love. And if you can, and this kind of dovetails into the free gift, but this is just some kind of words of wisdom from Craig, I guess, if you'd like. When you're in a state of love, unconditional love, there really is no stress. There really is no anxiety. When you have that unconditional compassion, sympathy, and empathy for those around you, there really is no stress and anxiety. Think about these different scenarios and situations that I just brought up. Mm-hmm. Right. If you really have love and compassion for a boss, even though you might not enjoy the job or want to be there, then you're not mad at what they're doing or how they're doing it. You don't feel like you're a victim. And instead, that love and compassion overrides your ability to want to help the situation as best you can, to show up for that other human being, to show up for that company or organization. If you find yourself in traffic and you have love, compassion, and understanding for the workers that have shut down the road, right? Or whatever has happened, there's really no room in the spiritual quest for stress and anxiety. It's a really interesting conversation Ooh. That we get to have in this encapsulation or in this part of it, because it's even a conversation and a topic that I didn't even realize until we just had this right now. Mm. Right? When you're living in that unconditional love, which by the way is one of the most challenging lessons to learn, that compassion, that empathy, and that sympathy that you have for all beings around you, people you know and don't know, interact with and don't interact with, there really isn't a whole lot of room for stress and anxiety. In that place of love and gratitude, appreciation, empathy, when you can live in that place all the time, and that's not to say that you're not going to get triggered. I get triggered. I have a 3.5-year-old. Man, does she know how to trigger me?
And, sure, I have a 26-year-old. She knows how to trigger me.
Bless your beautiful heart. It's right, like,
and I can trigger her. And, you know,
well that's the thing. I'm married 15 years. I can right? trigger my wife in a heartbeat, exactly. right? But I don't want to because I love her and I have empathy and compassion and unconditional love for her. And it's in that place, I think the spiritual guided have an edge. I think the more often that we can come back to that place, and it's a muscle. It is conditioning. And that's what I really look at our products to help do. They're mm-hmm. a conditioning tool to help you spend more time in parasympathetic, more time in love, compassion, empathy, and that grounded, guided, relaxed mindset. And when you can do that, the world unfolds around you beautifully. I think pronoia instead of paranoia. Are you familiar with that term, pronoia?
No, but that's great.
I suffer. I have an immense case of pronoia. So paranoia is the world is out to get me. Paranoia is everything is coming to get me and the world is crashing around me. Pronoia is the exact opposite. It's that everything is happening for me, that everything is unfolding to the highest and best use of those around me. And it's all amazing, rainbows and butterflies. And I suffer from a pretty dense case.
I love that. And I definitely suffer from that and want to suffer more from it because it really is about, you know, one of the mantras in our house has always been, you know, that things always work out. And if they haven't worked out yet, they're on their way to working out. Right.
So in the end, it's all okay. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
It's right. Exactly. And that really does, I think, interrupt, you know, some of the self-talk and some of the mind chatter that happens. But one of the things that you said that really struck me is that more often we can be in that parasympathetic aspect, and your technology really helps us do that. Then don't we just kind of go to that more in default, you know, because we're conditioning ourselves. Yeah. We're rewiring ourselves. We're expecting to feel that way more because we're putting ourselves into those higher brain states. So
absolutely,
when you're in that place of the higher brain state and the parasympathetic responses, that is what you're saying is really the equivalence of the energy of unconditional love, right? That really is the essence of that. Am I getting that right?
Absolutely. It's that conditioning. It's a muscle. It's like going to the gym and doing your reps and then needing to lift something heavy. And it's no problem because you've conditioned that muscle and it's no different. The world is going to unfold around you regardless. You can look at it through a positive light or you can look at it through a pessimistic light. And the more often you look through that positive light, the more often in the short term of what feels like a terrible situation, my wife got laid off 6 weeks ago, came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It was a blessing. Mm-hmm. It definitely hurt our family in the short term. They did the right thing. They took care of us. It was great. But the reality is that could be looked at as a, oh my God, what are we going to do? And instead it's a blessing and it's wonderful. And what's next? And what weren't we supposed to be doing? And what are we supposed to be doing? And where is our attention supposed to go? And how can we make the most out of this? Because that pronoia sets in. And now, the universe is always unfolding for me.
Is that a term that's out there, or is that a term that you've
called? It is searchable.
Okay.
It is Googleable. I think it's in Webster's dictionary. So
really?
I don't know that Webster is still the authority. I think we go to Google these days, but it is absolutely a Googleable term.
Well, I absolutely love that. So as I said, I could talk to you all day long. We're going to definitely have to have you come back on. I'd love to hear people's insights about what you want to dive in deeper. But, you know, so many of us that are focused on conscious entrepreneurship, conscious living, you know, we want to, you know, be a light in the world. We want to make the world a better place. We want everyone to be happy. We want, you know, all things like that. Those people are the ones that really are kind of leading the charge in a lot of ways to help other people come along to say, look, you know, there are ways to be able to reach higher states of consciousness, higher states of joy, higher states of connection, abundance, and all of that. And this technology that you have really does support people in that. So I want people to get that oftentimes when we talk about meditation or we talk about some of these things, oftentimes it's challenging for people to see the practicalness of it. I mean, and, you know, I was in corporate America. I mean, I'm a practical person as well. You know, so the idea of really being able to have these kinds of results without a lot of the effort, you know, because isn't that what, you know, we're all looking for, right? Kind of the magic bullet. And I wouldn't say this is a magic bullet, but I would say that it is a way that we haven't known in the past to be able to really get into those states where we can condition ourselves, we can improve our health, we can improve our immune system, we can do all those kinds of things just by getting into that state, those higher states of brain states and consciousness. So I'm very excited about what you're doing. So I know that you brought a free gift. So can you tell people about that, a little bit about it? And then it's going to be on the episode page, everybody. Go back to the episode page and you can get Craig's free gift. So maybe tell us a little bit about that, Craig.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that. So there's a few things that we do. At the core of what we do is our music meditations. It's the music that we create, the frequencies that guide the mind, body, and spirit into those deeper meditative states. It is amplified. And if you're having difficulty just using our music meditations, then I obviously ask you to upgrade to enhance the experience with our relaxation furniture. I recognize that that's an investment for the meditation cushion, the InHarmony practitioner too, the InHarmony massage table, the InHarmony sound lounge too. I recognize that those are investments, and for many significant investments, and I just get that. It just takes money for us to make it, and we've got to charge something in order to recoup that expense. And that's kind of the way business works.
Well, what a great investment in your health and your well-being.
100%.
You know, and look at all the amount of money people spend on, you know, antidepressants and, you know, all kinds of medications and all kinds of things. So, I mean, it's like we need to be able to invest in ourselves. So I just really want to champion that for you.
I appreciate that. Thousands of people would agree with you. Our business has been very successful over the last few weeks, months, and years. And I'm grateful for every single new customer that comes our way. It's really a pride and a passion that that gets lit in me, not to mention the testimonials and the feedback and everything that comes our way, even just a text message from somebody telling me how our technology has touched their lives or the lives of somebody they know. It's really, I get emotional just thinking about the impact that our technology gets to have. At the root of that technology is the music meditations that we create. We have a record label, InHarmony Media. You can search InHarmony Interactive on YouTube, Spotify, and you will find free tracks that you can listen to. These are full-length music meditations, is what we call our music, as well as we just released a line of 11-hour music meditations as well. And this is a slight variance on what we talked about, Sharon. But as a free gift on our YouTube channel, you'll now find 5 11-hour, actually a little bit longer, 11 hours, 11 minutes, and 11 seconds, music meditations that are designed specifically to stream in your home. So I stream frequencies all day long through a Bluetooth speaker and through a sound system that I have here at my house. And this is a free gift. I do recommend doing it with a subscription to Google and YouTube, just so it's not interrupted with commercials, but it works beautifully. And I highly recommend it. So have a look at that extended music meditations playlist that we have on YouTube on our InHarmony interactive YouTube channel. And then the other free gift that we have is a free 14-day trial to our app. It's full featured. You have access to all of our music meditations, which are a little deeper and a little richer. The way that we master the music in our app is made specifically for our vibroacoustic therapy and relaxation furniture. Mm-hmm. So it's a much deeper, fuller vibratory experience. And that also works through headphones. It works through a Bluetooth speaker with a nice low-end response. And obviously it's optimized for our furniture and the furniture that we manufacture. I'm super grateful. If anybody has any questions, by the way, I can be reached on just about every social network. I am the human being on the other side of those comments. I am the human being in the direct messages. I literally make sure that is something that I can do so that I can connect and talk with our community and stay connected to what they need, what they want, how they're using it, what benefits they're getting, so that we can continue to make this better and better day after day, week after week, year after year.
Well, I really appreciate everything you've talked about, Craig. And as I said, we really need to have you back on. And I just really want to say, is there anything you want to say in closing to folks before we close?
I'm super grateful to be here. I appreciate your time. I really appreciate your attention. Sharon, I am so grateful for you and your team in this podcast that you bring to life, which is no small feat, and all of the effort that goes into helping human beings on their spiritual quest professionally and personally. And I would be honored to be back again anytime. And I look forward to that.
Well, thank you so much. And we really appreciate you and all your light and what you're bringing into the world and how you're making the world a better place. You really are supporting and being that light. And thank you for following your calling and following, you know, your what it is that you are feeling guided to do and, you know, your part. So thank you so much for doing that. We're so blessed to have you here and we're grateful to you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And to you.
So everybody, we'll see you back here next time. We'll see you and we see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, prosperity, high vibrations, and always, always. We'll see you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.